All right, let's talk about, first of all, the worst-case scenario for 2012. Get it out of the way, and then let's talk about some positive things tonight.
Great.
And we'll take phone calls with you next hour as well, John. We might do a special two-hour series of calls with you. People just love this topic. And we've got to talk about near-death experiences also.
Yes.
Now, in the worst-case scenario, let's get your take on it because, you know, first of all, we're getting bombarded with, and you know, I said years ago we're not going to have a bird flu pandemic, yet that's still out there. Now people are talking about a pole shift, a new ice age, solar flares that could wipe us out with an X flare. All this tied into 2012?
Well, I think so, and of course that's what I wrote a book on, and to examine the possibilities and leave it to the reader to determine, you know, where we're at in that cycle of cataclysm. But I believe that there's still a worst case scenario, unfortunately, out there that's viable. The reason I say this is, again, the native elders and the traditionalists, those the keepers of the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, for their own clan or tribe or nation, you know, they haven't signed off yet on this new age idea that, you know, we're all going to become bliss bunnies and float, you know, into the netherland in 2012. You know, it's going to be a real horse race to the end, it looks like, and what it is about is getting enough people at the level of consciousness where they at least know that they have an impact on their immediate environment, on their health, on their family, on their employment, etc. It looks to me that, you know, we're seeing this great collection of information, the kind of stuff that Greg Braden, for example, is putting out, Bruce Lipton, for example. So we got that side of the coin. You know, we got folks that are not really focused on any of the earth changes. They're looking at how to heal us, you know, how to get us up to speed optimally in terms of our immune system. Same kind of stuff I'm getting, you know, I'm involved in too as well. But now we got the cataclysmus folks, you know, the catastrophist on one side, on the other side, who are saying, why bother? Just, pack your bags, you're going to leave the planet. You know, you've got the UFO community, some wondering whether there will be an intervention from an extraterrestrial, group of folks. I mean, I'm open. I realize this is a huge cosmos with probably infinite possibilities, but what is it that we want as human beings, I think, is the key, George.
We were lucky about a year and a half ago, John, when an X flare popped off the sun, but was not directly in our line. Had it been, we would have had one heck of a problem here.
Yeah, that's right. We would have certainly knocked out that segment of space satellites. We probably would have fried some grids and major regions of this planet. You know, see, that's the roll of the dice, too. And if we're talking about solar that hit third world countries in terms of their power system, unfortunately, I mean, you know, this is sad, too, that we don't have them up to the industrial level that we are at yet in terms of hygiene and everything. And I'm sensitive to that, too, the children, like you are with the Children's International Fund, and I'm a member of that as well. And, you know, I think that what we're seeing here is a kind of a wake-up call to the developed country. I mean, we're sitting here talking to a lot of folks tonight. You know, if we collectively decide that we want to do X instead of Y, you know, we could do it. And that's important. I think that in the native traditional summary of what that's about, what the prophecies are about, it's saying that we have the ability to change our minds on a dime, so to speak. And if we decide to pull together instead of push each other apart, that we can change this world for the better.
The pole shift, do you see it as an axis shift? I mean, is the planet going to literally flip? Or are we talking about a magnetic pole shift?
I see an energetic shift, but remember, you know, some of the new research in gravity, for example, electrogravitics, the stuff with Colonel Tom Bearden and others in the early years, but, you know, what's going on here is that a huge influx of energy is impacting our entire solar system, just not the Earth. And so what we're seeing is this potential for a huge electrodynamic discharge going on, and the piezoelectric effect is what I'm talking about. when you crush rocks underground. So these earthquakes, in my opinion, are shifting a gravitational moment at the core of the Earth. At the same time, they're reverberating through the entire core. And NASA, in fact, and USGS came out last week with a kind of a paper addressing that topic for the first time that I have seen it, at least, saying that when China had a magnitude 8 approximately, that just went right through the entire core of the Earth to the other side of the planet. Now, you can imagine if we get a few of these 8.0s ringing, the core, we're going to see the ring of fire light up in terms of volcanic activity. So I see this coming as a natural cycle of events changing the Earth dynamics, but I don't think that the catastrophic, doom and gloom stuff is correct, but I see that we need to prepare for these major events.
Do you see a major loss of life, as some people out there predict?
Well, when we consider that, the vast portion of the American population is on the coastlines, West Coast, Gulf of Mexico, and East Coast, you can imagine that it doesn't take too many tsunamis to wipe the slate clean, so to speak. And, that has been my concern for at least 15 years, that what we're going to see is a, Gulf of Mexico tsunami, an East Coast tsunami, West Coast tsunami. And, of course, those can be kind of isolated, too. I'm not sure I see a huge, 300-foot wall of water washing coast to coast. I don't see that in my visions, but I have had visions of this that I write about, of course, and one was Mount Rainier detonating. But it didn't tell me that that was triggered by anything, but I realized that the Cascadia subduction zone was 80 miles off the Washington-Oregon coast, and that entire Juan de Fuca plate, had a potential to generate, up to a 9-point magnitude quake. So again, as you start looking at the real science to this, you see that the potential is there. Yellowstone, yes. Could it erupt? Yes. Could you have for example, a East Coast tidal wave that was triggered by a mountain in West Africa in the Canary Islands, as some other mystics have seen, visionaries, and then that triggering a tsunami that washes from, say, Nova Scotia to Key West. I think that potential is there. And of course, Discovery Channel and Learning Channel has had some specials like this now. So it's in the psyche, it's in the subconscious mind, it's coming forward. We need to look at it. We need to, look at the good scientists that are what they think, and we need to monitor these things like I'm sure we're trying to do now.
Well, and have to continue. Edgar Cayce, the late great American prophet, talked about an incredible change on North America and the rest of this planet, of course. But his map, his idea of what we will look like in the future is absolutely astounding and frightening, John.
Yeah, it is. And if I were to dwell on that, I don't think I'd even raise my voice to warn us. And if I thought the worst was going to happen, I would just prepare myself, my family, and my 8 grandchildren for this, and for the inevitable. And I do not see that. I do not see that level of destruction. And what I do see, though, is very, very, very many regional disruptions of power, food and water supplies, and I see it due to seismic activity on the East Coast, by the way. I see it in the Midwest, of course, the New Madrid Fault. This is not no great revelation to people that live in these areas, and you, I know, spend some of your time in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. That's where I am right now.
Okay, great. That's good to know. And
One more week.
Yeah, great. And I see that is going to be, a very active area of this continent, as well as the west coast of the United States. Probably, I see this fault on the west coast, though not breaking on the San Andreas so much, is off the north Mendocino Fault area off of Eureka, California.